We often trace our Thanksgiving holiday back to the Pilgrims of Plymouth Colony. It's true, they did have a Feast of Thanksgiving, but it seems to have been a one-time event, an event about which we have very few clues. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics, or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Although we often credit the Pilgrims and Native Americans with celebrating the first Thanksgiving, it was not an annual holiday until over two centuries later.
It wasn't until 1863 that President Lincoln created the national holiday, and that was as the result of the editor of Godey's Lady's Book, a 19th century magazine, Sarah Josepha Hale, for 20 years advocated that a day of Thanksgiving should become a national holiday.
Stephen O'Neill, curator at the Pilgrim Hall Museum in Plymouth, Massachusetts, says the effort was first adopted by individual states.
Days of Thanksgiving were very much a New England holiday. Many of the southern states after the Civil War did not celebrate or want to celebrate the day of Thanksgiving. They saw it as a northern holiday.
Many began to look for a common and unifying Thanksgiving story, one that would bring the entire country to celebrate the holiday.
Most of the historians who were writing in the 19th century were Northerners. They were New Englanders, and they looked to the Pilgrims as sort of the origin of our national story, of an American story, and associate it with the turkey that is served at Thanksgiving, associate it with cranberries, associate it with, ultimately, the Pilgrims.
If you're in the northeastern U.S. on Thanksgiving, this is a great place to come celebrate and learn more about the holiday.
Yes, I have worked every Thanksgiving for the past 11 years, and my family always sets aside a plate of food for me when I get home, but it's actually a very busy day here in Plymouth.
This town is one very much about the story of Thanksgiving, although you can learn a lot about some of our nation's earliest history here any day of the year. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.